Can you think of a moment from your past that changed the trajectory of your entire life? Today, I'm excited to introduce a new series. Every now and then, I'm going to air a short bonus episode where I introduce you to a podcast from my podcast network, Cloud 10, that I think this community could really benefit from listening to. My goal in starting this podcast was to create a community of people interested in growing outside of perfectionism. I've learned that path is always messy, and alongside that, we all have a past story that contributes to the mess, and it's one that requires healing. If you can think of your own fork in the road moment that needs a special focus on healing, I want you to check out Kayla Fazio's podcast called Habits You Love. Kayla is a holistic coach for women whose own past traumas inspired a great personal calling of hers to not only heal herself, but help others heal too. She does this alongside her new podcast called Habits You Love that focuses on self-love, self-healing, and spiritual evolution, including helping you live on the day-to-day in ways that will serve the evolution you're working on. To help you know if this show is right for you, I will now share a short clip from a recent episode Kayla aired where she shares her own fork in the road moment. I'd also recommend episode 28 entitled How My Self-Healing Saved Me from a Toxic Relationship. If you like what you hear, you can check out Habits You Love on any podcast app or just by clicking the link in the show notes.
I will never forget the feeling I felt in my body as I heard my sister say over the phone, "We heard a gunshot." It was a late Sunday night in 2015, Father's Day. Was this a coincidence or my mother's last chance to be spiteful? I don't think anyone can be prepared for their mother to take her own life, especially not when your siblings are right outside the door. But there we were, outside of the hotel, watching ambulances and police show up at the same time our friends and family were. How did my family end up in this situation? Our mother gone, leaving us four kids to navigate this huge life change. The only problem was, none of us knew how. In our case, as drastic and dramatic as this was, it wasn't a one-off instance. It wasn't a surprise, and it wasn't a secret. It was a culmination of tiny events and decisions that added up over time, but ended in the blink of an eye. I think this is how every major thing in life happens. Tiny decisions, tiny events, one big life. As time started to fade, there was one question looming over our heads. How are we ever going to recover from this? I'm sure this is a question most of us have asked ourselves more times than we want to admit. And since that day, I've asked myself that many different times about many different circumstances. Divorce, moving across the country multiple times, toxic relationship, depression. But I've also experienced happiness, joy, fulfillment, and peace. So how do these things happen? Are they on purpose or by default? And how much control do we have over them? I didn't know that June 21st, 2015 was going to be the day my life changed forever, that it would steer the direction of it in such a crazy but beautiful way. The reason you're listening to this right now. The biggest lesson I've learned? You do recover from pain, and you will get through whatever battle you're facing, as long as you have hope, determination, and grit to persevere through hard times. A culmination of tiny events, tiny decisions that eventually add up and can change our lives in what feels like the blink of an eye. You see, our lives are usually not changed by major moments. The biggest changes happen over time. The only question is, how are you spending yours? Thank you for listening to this preview of Habits You Love. You can hear more about the effects mental health has had on me and my family, and the self-healing tools I've used to face and overcome trauma. Listen to Habits You Love on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.